The World Health Assembly could make history in Geneva this week. Member states are set to vote on the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, the world's first international public health treaty. But the United States is not on board, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
After six rounds of negotiations over the last 4 years, more than 170 countries agreed in March to the final language for the Global Anti-Smoking Pact. Its goal is to curb tobacco use, particularly in developing countries. The World Health Organization says tobacco-related diseases will kill 10 million people a year by 2030 if current smoking trends continue. The proposed UN treaty restricts tobacco advertising, promotion, and sponsorship, calls for higher taxes on tobacco products, and puts new controls on smuggling and secondhand smoke. The United States was expected to try to reopen negotiations this week because of concerns about the constitutionality of some of the provisions. But Health Secretary Thompson, who leads the U.S. delegation, says he's not in Geneva to make changes to the historic agreement. However, he stopped short of saying the United States would sign and ratify the treaty. David Homan is the U.S. health attaché in Geneva. He says the delegation may still express concerns when the World Health Assembly votes on the document.
Our intention now is not to block consensus on adoption of the text. We're not going to stand in its way at all. But we probably will make a statement that at that time we're not able to sign it.
Homan says the U.S. supports the tobacco control measures in the treaty, but is hindered by legal concerns.
Because there are a couple of provisions in this text that would require action either by the states or by the Congress. And the president cannot take an obligation in a treaty for the states or for the Congress. So there's some separation of powers issues. There's some federalism issues.
U.S. officials say that comes up with three provisions in particular: advertising restrictions, a ban on the free distribution of cigarettes, and a requirement that large warning labels cover 30% of all cigarette packs. The Bush administration tried unsuccessfully to garner international support to change the document in Geneva this week. It sent diplomatic letters urging countries to remove a clause that parties who sign the treaty must accept all of its provisions. But most European, Asian, and African countries are behind the treaty. Only China, Germany, and Japan have objected to parts of the document. Anti-tobacco groups are critical of the U.S. stance.
The U.S. is making a last-ditch effort to really derail this treaty.
Catherine Mulvey, executive director of the Corporate Accountability Group, in fact, has been an official observer at the treaty negotiations.
This tactic by the U.S. at this point can really only be seen as a stalling tactic, and stalling on this issue only serves the interests of the giant tobacco companies.
Instead of taking a leadership role in international tobacco control, the U.S. is hindering the process, according to former Assistant Surgeon General Tom Novotny, who was the nation's lead negotiator on the tobacco treaty under President Clinton. Novotny says midway through negotiations, the Bush administration changed the U.S. position on several key issues.
We were instructed to keep our mouths shut on things such as passive smoking restrictions, on any support for taxes, on any sort of support for advertising restrictions.
And Novotny doesn't buy the Bush administration's legal arguments.
I think they've used a lot of lame excuses in their explanation. Things like that it won't be permissible under our Constitution, things like it makes us change our domestic policy, our national policies. Well, that's the point of a treaty like this. It's to move the bar up.
Even if the treaty is adopted at the World Health Assembly this week, it still must be ratified by each national government. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.